an interview with George Guidel recorded in the summer of 2015.
Hello, I'm George Guidel. I narrate the Mitch Rapp series by Vince Flynn and now by Kyle Mills. As a narrator, I'm an actor, and narrating books gives me an opportunity to explore a wide range of character, from good people to bad people. Oddly enough, the bad people very often are more colorful. It's a wonderful experience for an actor to stretch himself to various directions, not only vocally, but emotionally, to portray these people that live in an imagined truth in the author's head. And you can look at me as a literary hermit crab. I scuttle along the bottom of the ocean and find myself a home in someone else's imagined truth. And to make that truth come alive for the listener is an absolute pleasure. I do a program around the country called The Art and Artifice of Audiobook Narration, and I speak to people from Maine to Florida, as far west as Missouri, Kansas. They all have listened to a book done by me, which means they've experienced the same event through my eyes, through my gut, through my powers of an interpreter. And that's an amazing feeling. As an audiobook narrator, the listeners are so devoted and so dedicated to listening to stories. It gives me an amazing sense of satisfaction and humility at the same time. They're out there waiting for me to tell them another story because they like the way I tell stories. And that's an absolute pleasure. I love being Mitch Rapp because I'm the farthest thing away from Mitch Rapp you could find. But it's a wonderful feeling to take a voice that a writer has and make it yours. His voice becomes your voice, and that's a nice feeling for a performer. We all need a Superman that is invincible, that is a survivor, pun intended. It's not a question of respecting or liking Mitch Rapp. It's a question of being Mitch Rapp when we see and when we experience him doing what we couldn't possibly do, which is get rid of the evil that exists in the world. He's a marvelous loose cannon in a good sense. I often wonder how he continues to do it, but as long as he's there, I'll be there to help him. I have that Superman costume on when I'm Mitch Rapp, and it's a wonderful feeling because I know I'm invincible. When I come home, I learn that I'm not. I really loved Mitch's mentor and teacher. He's larger than life, and he's a terrific color in the book. It really makes me happy to do him.
Because he has a long voice like that, and he does all kinds of profanity, and he doesn't care about anything.
And it's just fun to do that. Kyle Mills did it perfectly. It's seamless. If no one told me, I would say this is another Vince Flynn book that they found, and I was really impressed with it. We were originally wired to listen to things. There was no book, there was no theater, there was no play, there was just some of us in a cave, and through grunts and through the slow evolution of language, we learned to communicate. This initial genetically wired capability to listen to things still exists, and it is missing for a long time, and that explains the huge phenomenon that audiobooks have become. It's something that every human being needs. You need to be told a story. If you're not listening to a story in a movie, in an audiobook, you're talking to yourself. There has to be some proof of consciousness, and that proof of consciousness is the incoming monologue that we hear either from ourselves or from another source. Here, audiobooks provides the source that is unbeatable. It's with us all the time. There's a group of guys around a pool in Boca Raton in Florida who listens to a book. They stop a chapter, they go into the pool, they come back in the pool, they smoke a cigar, have a drink, and they continue with the book, and they end up reading the book. When I travel around the country, these people are so dedicated, so devoted. There's only one bad part about being an audiobook narrator. I was doing a program with another novelist. This man came up to me at the end of the performance and looked at me and said, "My wife thinks you have the sexiest voice in the audiobook industry." And I said, "Thank you." And he said, "Now that I see you, I'm not worried." Well, just because I'm a little on a senior side doesn't mean anything, but I told him, "Thank you for that. I'm going to use that in every show I do." And that's the joy that you get out of it. People come up to me with so many great stories. So many fans email me all the time saying how much audiobooks have changed their lives. It's given them company. They vicariously experience things they could never experience. Some of the books make you kind of smile. Some of the books scare you, perhaps. Some of the books satisfy the basic human need of being told a story. And that's a fantastic thing, and I'm so humbled and grateful that I can continue to do it.
Vince Flynn, The Survivor, a Mitch Rapp novel, was written by Kyle Mills and read by George Goodell. It was recorded by Ethan Donaldson. Editing by Christina Pachano, with post-production by Hudson Sound. The associate producer was Michael Noble. Vince Flynn, The Survivor, a Mitch Rapp novel, was produced and directed by Karen Perlman. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Vince Flynn, The Survivor, a Mitch Rapp novel, is available in print from Emily Bessler Books. Also from Simon & Schuster Audio, Kill Shot and The Last Man, both written by Vince Flynn and read by George Goodell.